Welcome to That's Joy, the podcast. I'm your host, Cece Colbinero, and I'll be sharing stories of miracles, God moments, and unpacking the truth behind what joy truly means. My friend, when God gives you a direct call on your life, be sure to answer it. Here's to answering my call together. Hello and welcome back to That's Joy, the podcast. I am your host, Cece, and I am so grateful that you clicked play today. Today's episode is actually going to be a little something different. I had the opportunity to speak to a group of young girls in middle school and high school, and I am sharing my conversation with them, with y'all today. I recorded the whole little talk that I got to give that was all about friendships. And I thought about this prior to walking into the room with these young girls. And I was like, man, more than anything, I know that a conversation about friendships isn't just needed for middle school and high school girls. It's needed for women of all ages and men too. So I hope that this episode blesses you. And man, the joyful noise is that we got to spend all weekend celebrating sweet friends. Taylor, as you guys know, is one of my best friends. She has an episode on here. Her name's Taylor Jordan. Forget the episode number, but just look up That's Joy, Taylor Jordan. Her episode will pop up. We got to celebrate her birthday this weekend. And in case you guys missed last week's episode, you need to go plug into that right after this. Ashley Hetherington's book is out this week, like officially. So if you have not pre-ordered, I think today would be the last chance. What day is it? Oh man, I believe it officially drops in a few days. So The Joy in Between, we got to celebrate her book launch on Saturday, and it was so, so sweet. So tune in to last week's episode to just hear more of the behind the scenes to her becoming an author. I know so many of you guys love Ash on here, and so I know that you'll be blessed by last week's episode too. And then we got to celebrate another friend. And what else? I feel like there's so much. I'm forgetting something. Anyhow, this weekend was just filled with all the sweet memories, all of the joy, and just so grateful that we got to end it just in a room of young women who are chasing after God. It was so sweet. So love y'all. And I really, really hope that you enjoy this. Thanks for being here. My name is Cece Colbinero, now Lutz, which is wild. I just got married December 19th. And yeah, I live in Nashville. I'm a podcaster, speaker, and social media strategist. So I do a bunch of different things online. Came to the retreat, when was that? Like
almost 2 years. It'll
be almost two?
In November. A year and a half.
Okay. A year and a half ago, which is wild how much has changed. You have another human, and I'm sure so many of you guys have so many stories that have happened over the last year and a half. I'm always honored to be here and to speak life into the younger generation. I don't take that for granted. And I just remember being in middle school and high school, which sounds crazy. It feels like yesterday-ish. But I'm 29. I probably don't look like it, but almost 30, which is wild. And they asked me to speak about friendships, and I love that topic so much because I think for me, it's one of the sweetest parts about life. And so I just wanted to kick it off and ask you guys, like, when you think about the best friends that you have had or have, what is a word that comes to mind? There's no wrong answers.
Laughing.
Yes, that's so good. That's definitely one of mine.
Encouragement.
So good, yeah.
Caring.
Yeah, love that.
Trust.
That's good.
That's a good one.
Very important. Okay. Two more. Ooh, yeah. Very good. Yeah. So good.
Joy.
Yeah, we love joy. All of those are such good words. And honestly, when I think about just my best friendships, I'm like, man, it's all of those things, right? It's not just one thing. It's like, how do we embody all of these things? And I think when it comes to friendship, we could be so quick to look out and be like, what do I want in a friend? But today and tonight, I just want to talk about, like, okay, let's not look for that friend. How can we be that friend? Because I think that when we focus on being that friend, we will
end up opening our eyes and see a room full of the friendships that we prayed for. And so I just want to pray for us before we get going on just everything that I speak, that it just would be none of me and all of Jesus. So Lord, we just thank you, God. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this night. Thank you for all of the places that we could be. God, we're here right now together. I pray against any stress, any worry, any thought that is a distraction, Lord, that we feel like we have walked in here with. I pray that we would leave it behind us right now. Lord, I pray that we would all just be present, exactly present where our feet are, God. And I just pray that we would have the eyes and ears to just hear you and see you in a new way tonight, God. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would speak through me, that it just would be none of my words and all of your words, Lord. And I just pray that each of these girls tonight, God, would just walk out just a touch different. I pray that your light would just illuminate through me and through all of us, God, and that we would walk out of this room with a new perspective on friendships. I pray that we wouldn't just search for the friends, God, but you would teach us how to become the better friend, God, a friend like Jesus. I just pray that we would all lean a touch closer just into that. So Holy Spirit, you are welcomed here. We thank you. We love you. And thank you just for this ministry, God, and what you're doing in and through it. I just pray a blessing and just favor, and that more girls would be in this space and just be touched and changed, and their faith would grow closer and closer to Jesus. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I wanted to kind of start with just talking about something that I've heard. And by the way, at the very end, hey girl, if you're good with being on the camera, you could sit right there. So I wanted to kind of start off with just three different levels, and then at the very end, just give you guys an opportunity to like literally ask me anything when it comes to friendships, because I've been through middle school, I've been through high school, and I've been through college and adult friendships. And what I could say is that there's commonalities throughout those entire life phases. And there's also obviously differences throughout all those life phases too. But when I started thinking about friendships, and when Kate had reached out about it, one of the first things that came to mind was just a leadership concept that I want to share with you guys. And it applies mainly to business. But when I heard it for the first time at this leadership conference, I mean, all of us are a leader in some way, whether you know it or not. And I hope that you know that, because you get to be a light for Jesus. So you're leading, you know what I mean? Everywhere you go. How many of you guys play sports or dance or cheer? You get to show up as a leader in all of those different areas, which is such a gift and so cool that like God has chosen each of you to do those things and to just live out your gifts. And so when I thought about this concept at this business conference, I was like, man, this isn't just for business. This is for life. And it talked about this whole idea of adders, subtractors, multipliers, and dividers. And so there are four different types of group of people when you're thinking about just all different types of relationships in your life. Adders are people who add value to your life. They're people who may run an errand for you, or they're people who may drop off your homework assignment so that it's not late, or they're people who pick up your bag because you forgot it, or your Stanley water bottle because you forgot it, right? Those are adders. They're just like adding value to your life. And then there are subtractors. I think you guys could guess a little bit where this is going. It's kind of the opposite of an adder, right? When you go into these friendships, these relationships, you kind of feel like you are giving more than you are receiving. And so I know that we've probably all been in that type of friendship before too, where we feel like we're giving a bit more than we are receiving. It's not a bad thing. I think that when we're women of faith, we're called to be adders for other people, right? And that just naturally looks like we're pouring our cup more than we are receiving. And I think that's good too. And then there are the multipliers and the dividers. So the dividers are people who not only subtract, but they also add division to your life. And so when it comes to those types of relationships, I think it's honestly, now being where I'm at with my faith, I recognize that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and he can use people at times, right? And so when I think about the concept of dividers in my life, I'm like, man, those are the types of people that I don't necessarily want to always have in my closest circle. And it's not to say that you'll never have them, because that just would be a lie. You're going to have hard times and hard relationships that are ahead. But it is to say, like, how can I be more mindful? Because like the saying goes, you are a product of the five closest people you surround yourself with. So even right now in middle school, like sixth grade, you're like, what? But like your five best friends, if you ran with them for the next 10 years, you're gonna be very similar to them. And so we have to be so mindful too, as believers, of like, okay, are those people also believers? Number one, right? Do they love Jesus? Two, are they kind? Are they compassionate? Are they encouraging? Are they generous? Are they all those things that we look for in friendships? And also, are we doing all those things too? Are we kind? Are we generous? Are we compassionate? And that is sets us up so that we can make sure that we're not in a room where we're surrounding ourselves with dividers. And I would guess none of you guys are dividers here, because you're plugging in to your faith and you're going the extra mile to show up to something like this that you don't have to do, you know? So then there is the multipliers. And so the multipliers are people who are not only adders, but they make your cup runneth over, is what I like to say. Like when you leave encounters with these types of people, you not only feel filled, but you feel like you can go out and pour simply because you were around that person. And I know that for myself, there are like a handful of my best friends that I'm like, man, they're multipliers in my life. Like every time I'm around them, I don't want to leave, because you just feel like you're getting so encouraged and so uplifted. And I know that there are some particular friendships in my life where I'm like, man, I just want to be around you more, you know? And I hope and pray that everybody gets to experience friendships like that in that life, in this life. But also I hope that you guys like get to practice being that friend too. And so that whole concept, I'm like, okay, that's not just business. It's not just finding a, you know, a business partner who's the multiplier. It's like, wait, how can I cultivate a friend group that looks like we're all multipliers for each other? Because we can, right? And so that was one of the first things that I thought about with friendships that I wanted to share. And to take it a step further, relating that back to obviously Jesus, because that was just business, this is like the second layer where I'm like, oh man, if they could just understand this, how much richer would our friendships be? And so this book is called The Relationship Principles of Jesus by Tom Holliday. If you guys read a book this summer, holy moly, let it be this one. I'm telling you, this book will quite literally change your heart in a million ways. I recently did this book with a group of girls too, ranging in ages from 20 years old to 38 years old. And it was so sweet because it spoke to everyone. And I do believe that it would speak to you if you were in high school too. I mean, I think it would sharpen you in a way that I didn't lean into getting sharpened when I was your age. There's so many like golden nuggets in here where I was like, how do I pick a couple things to share with them about the relationship principles of Jesus? But I just wanted to point out and highlight just three different parts that really spoke to me. I'm telling you, this is one of those books where you'll just be highlighting a bunch of things, underlining a bunch of things. But when it comes to the relationship principles of Jesus, when you hear that, you're just like, whoa. Like, how many of you guys are like, what does that even mean? Like, that seems like a lot, right? Like, what is that? When I saw that title, I was like, what is this gonna talk about? And the more and more that you read it, the more and more that you're just personally challenged to live like Jesus. And that's what the foundation is, right? That's what we're all called to do most. But I just wanna read out a couple lines that really jumped out to me. And it says here, from beginning to end, nothing is more important than relationships. In the beginning, God created you for relationships. He made you to relate to Him and to others. Miss out on relationships and you're missing the core reason for which God put you on this planet. And I think we think about friendships and we forget it's a relationship. I know it sounds funny because you're like, wait, that's not like my boyfriend. Like, that's not like my mom, like a relationship. really, whoever you're doing life with, you're in a relationship with, you know? And we get the opportunity to show up in all of our relationships as a daughter, as a sister, as an aunt, maybe you have nephews and nieces, right? And right now, as a friend, we get to show up in those relationships. And I think that when I think about my favorite memories, like, I just want you guys to, you know what, actually, close your eyes for a second. Like, everyone close your eyes. And I want you to think about your favorite memory, whether it be from the last 3 months, the last year, maybe it was just over spring break. When you think about those favorite memories, who's there? What are you guys doing? What are you laughing about? What made you smile? And most importantly, what about that moment made you feel alive? Now open your eyes. How many of you guys thought about a memory that involved a person? Everyone, right? Our best memories in life, not only just from the last year of our life, but all of life involves somebody else. And so we were made, like quite literally designed, to not do life alone. And I don't know if you are going through a season of loneliness as a high schooler, as a middle schooler, that's real. Like, it's real to feel lonely sometimes, but I want to just affirm you that you're not meant to do any of it alone. And God wants you to be surrounded with love and with people and people who encourage you, and to have more of those moments that you just thought about when you closed your eyes. Like, God wants more of that. And I think about that so much because even this weekend, like, we got to celebrate Taylor Jordan's birthday, and it was so sweet. You guys remember Taylor too? Yes, it was her birthday yesterday. And I'm not kidding you, this was the best. She was doing tennis lessons all the last, I think, 3 months, like a one-on-one tennis lesson session, right? And she wanted to do that to refine her tennis skills, just as like a personal hobby thing. And she came up with this idea last minute, literally a week ago. She texted us in our group chat, and there's about four guys, four girls in this group chat. And she was like, you guys, I have an idea for my birthday. I want to do a group tennis lesson. And so I'm not kidding you, the footage that I have on my phone of all of us trying to do this tennis lesson together was hilarious. Like, the instructor was just like, this is the most entertaining session that I've ever had. And we're all so loud, and we just made so many incredible memories. And I thought about that, and I spoke with Tay after, and I was like, man, it's a birthday like that that you just won't forget, because we did something that we wouldn't normally do, and we did it together. Something that you normally do alone, we did it together, and now we have a new memory that we just won't forget. And so I thought about that line, and I'm like, it's so true. We can't miss out on relationships. And I think so often, conflict is the enemy's tactic for separation, right? And so when you think about just different problems that you have with friendships, like, okay, this is the time to be honest. It's okay. How many of you guys have gotten into a fight with a friend? All of us, even them back there, right? None of us can dodge the fact that it's real. That's also the part with being humans, right? We're imperfect people chasing a perfect God. And so I think that there's so much in here, especially the middle section, that has challenged me personally to look inward. Because I think as conflict arises in friendships, we're so quick to go, oh, but she cheated and she stole my notes on the test and then we got in trouble, or whatever it may be, right? Or she told a lie and a rumor and now all these guys believe that whatever about me, right? Like, no matter what that conflict is, we can be so quick to go boom. But instead, I just want to challenge us to pause before we go boom and quite literally like lift up a mirror and say, okay, in this moment, what could I have done differently? And I bet you that there's something, and I'm speaking to myself, by the way, like sometimes I could be so quick to just like be like, I don't want to talk. You know what I mean? And like, it's just easy to just like run away from conflict at times, or shut the door, sometimes slam the door. When I was in high school, I slammed the door once on my mom, and I still regret it to this day. Don't slam your door on your mom. I'm just like, man, if we could just really look inward, I think that it would change a lot of the way of how we show up in our friendships. And there's a line here that says, why is it so important to act immediately? It says, because if you don't, your emotions will fester inside until they become destructive. Emotions are meant to be instructive, not destructive. I'm going to say that again in case you want to take that note, but it says, because if you don't, your emotions will fester inside until they become destructive. Emotions are meant to be instructive, not destructive. And I think, especially today, and how many of you guys are on social media? Okay, like about half of you guys are on social. And I think the enemy can use social as just a place of being destructive, especially when it comes to friendships, right? And the relationships that we have in our life. And when we think about that, I'm like, okay, it can make us emotional at times. And sometimes on social, and even from different pastors or leaders or parents or, you know, people that we look up to, can sometimes make us think that our emotions aren't valid, right? And I love Jenny Allen. She just wrote a book that's Untangle Your Emotions, I think it is. But she talks about the importance of, hi girl, God giving us the ability to feel and to have emotions, right? And so it's okay to have moments where you're in friendship and you do get upset, and you do get angry, or you do get a little bit frustrated. It's not to say that God doesn't want you to feel those things, but he is saying like, hey, let that be instruction on how you're going to show up afterwards. Like, are you going to be the person that if somebody yells at you, you're going to yell back? Or will you just pause and literally not yell back, right? That takes a lot of what? Self-control, one of the fruits of the Spirit. And so I think the more that we recognize that emotions are meant to show us what we can do better rather than destroy everything in front of us, I think that is like honestly a true key to friendships and having richer friendships, right? Richer in all of the fruits of the Spirit. And I wrote this down. I thought about this whole section more where I said conflict is the enemy's tactic for separation, but love is God's tactic for unity. And so the more that we just choose love every time, by the way, it's hard. It's hard to say after you get a nasty text from a friend, I mean, that says whatever, right? Maybe it's a lie or something that you guys fought about. It's hard to say, you know what? I'm going to forgive them and I'm going to choose to love them. That's not an easy thing. But I can tell you what, when I look back over the course of my life so far, it's the moments where I chose to die to myself, where I am the most proud and I feel the most love, and those relationships still remain, even though we went through a hard thing. And I think that's what God wants. One of the best pieces of advice that I got from a mentor is never burn a bridge. That starts now. Like, it starts now. Because guess what, guys? There's going to be people in your high school that are going to reach out. They're going to become an entrepreneur someday. They're going to become a marketing agency someday. And you might be blessed by them and what they are doing in their lives. But it starts now, like nurturing these relationships, not because you want something, but simply because you get to. Like, you don't have to do any of this, but you get to, and you get to be the love of Jesus. And I love this so much because it's the practical. Like, okay, what does it look like to love like Jesus? Well, it's just everything that I just shared, right? One of the last pieces in here that I really wanted to highlight is, it says right here, why is it so important that we get rid of these visions of the ideal life? Because our idealized images actually keep us from experiencing the great things God wants to do in our lives. We make an idol out of the ideal. honest hour again. How many of us have gone on Instagram and have gotten an ounce of jealousy from another person's post, whether that be their outfit, where they're on vacation, where they went to spring break, or what they were doing? I'll go first. All of us have gotten to that place where we have compared our current scenario to somebody else's. And let me tell you another truth about being 29 that I've learned so far. It's a fraction. What you see of somebody's life on social media is quite literally like, have you ever heard an iceberg? Like the tip of an iceberg? That's what we see. Just a little bit that's hanging out above the water. But little do we know that this iceberg goes miles and miles beneath the ocean that we can't see. And that's so important to remember when you're scrolling. Like, man, those friendships, and maybe you're could be jealous of somebody else's friendship. That's real. I've also been there too in high school. Like, wow, they're so close. Like, I want a friend like that in my life. And maybe you don't have that yet, but I want you to get prayerful about that. And that's something that I wish I would have done in middle school and in high school a bit more, is just get more specific with praying about those friendships that I want in my life. And I promise you, the same way that I prayed for my husband, if I were to take that and would have prayed for my friendships in the same way, I would have been able to shut some doors sooner that I didn't necessarily have to walk through, you know? And I thank God for grace and for his love, because it's allowed me to see things the way that I do, and I wouldn't want to trade it. But I'm saying now, given where you guys are today, well, you get a choice. Like, you get a choice in how you navigate those friendships in your life today. And it's that whole ask and the question that says, like, will you surrender all of those things and literally die to yourself and choose to love like Jesus no matter what? And it's hard. But I promise you that that hard route will be the route that you will just be so much more proud of later down the road, is choosing the hard route. Because the easy route, the world goes the easy route. And we don't want that, right? Because it's not eternal. We get to run, and I love that it talks about this in this book too. There's another book that I love called Imagine Heaven. And if you've ever gotten curious about what heaven's like, it's kind of like a deeper one. It has a lot of deaths, obviously, in the book, where it talks about real life death scenarios that have happened, but just little glimmers of heaven that people have experienced. And I think about that often, because I'm like, man, I just want to be heaven focused. Like, one day, we all won't be here. Everyone we love won't be here. What will have mattered most? The test won't have mattered most. The outfit on Instagram wouldn't have mattered most. And even where you just spent spring break and where other girls got to spend spring break won't matter the most. What's gonna matter the most is relationships, because that's the one thing and the only thing we get to take to heaven. Is that not crazy? Like, nothing else comes with us except relationships. In the book, it talks about this idea where when you get to heaven, at the gates, everyone that you've had encounters with are there, who have also gone before you, are there. And it could be moments at a coffee shop where you held a door open. Like, I don't know. You know, but those little interactions that we think are so mundane and are nothing could actually mean a whole lot more than you think. I mean, how many of you guys have received a compliment from someone that you still think about today? Raise your hand. Right? Sometimes it's from a stranger. I know I've gotten one from a stranger that I still am like, man, I'll never forget that moment. And they didn't have to, but they were listening and obeying. And I think that's another gift that we get as believers, is how do we be the women who listen and obey to the Spirit when we feel that nudge on our hearts to forgive first? Will we listen and obey? When we feel that nudge on our hearts to compliment the stranger, will we do it? I know it's weird. I know that it feels like uncomfy. Like, I don't know, or should I say that her hair is beautiful? Say that her hair is beautiful. I promise you won't be upset, you know? It's like those moments when you feel a nudge to Venmo a friend. I do this so often and I love it. Venmo a friend for coffee randomly. Thank you for being a good friend. Like, that's it. just, will you listen to the nudge and do it, you know? It's little things like that that I think are the practical ways that we can literally like love like Jesus. And the last one that I wanted to lead you guys with, which is the most important, I'm sure you all have read it before, but it's Proverbs 27:9. And it's, sweet friendships refresh the soul and awaken our hearts with joy. For good friends are like the anointing oil that yields the fragrant incense of God's presence. I love that so much because it talks about how sweet friendships not only refreshen the soul, but they awaken our hearts with joy. Like, how many of you guys have been around a friend and you just have felt lighter? Like the heaviness dissipates, the stresses of school and family and friendship sometimes outside of that friendship kind of just feel heavy sometimes. I know that that's real for me. My parents went through a divorce when I was in high school, and high school was hard. It was a hard season for me. And I'm so grateful that I had sweet friendships that refreshed my soul and awakened my heart with joy, because it reminded me that all of this is temporary. It's so temporary. Our home is not here. We are just visitors making the most out of the time that we got. And we don't know how long that is either. Sometimes I think we think we'll live to 100. And I think sometimes we need to remember that today is all we got. So what will we do with today? What will we do with our friendships today? Will we forgive knowing that we don't know if we have tomorrow? If you feel a nudge on your heart right now, I think that that's not an accident. If you feel a name that's coming to mind right now, I want you to know that's also not an accident. The Holy Spirit's probably whispering to you a bit louder tonight because he wants you to do something about that. And I'm not here to condemn or convict or anything like that. I'm just here to speak what's on my heart and hope to God that it reaches you. And if you feel those little nudges, I just want you to know it's not on accident. I know that when I first heard that for the first time, like, what? Whispers from the Holy Spirit? Nudges? What is she talking about? For me, it came in the practical ways of feeling like my heart was beating a little bit faster, or sometimes chills, like I just get chill bumps, or sometimes I would just feel like, oh, I don't know, it's that feeling I can't shake that I don't have often, but God, is that you? I think you're telling me to do something. Lean into that and ask him, God, are you telling me to do this? Will you confirm this? And he will, right? When we ask, he will show up. And so I think all of that to say, if we did all those things, we would find ourselves in a sweet friendship and a room filled with people who we want to be surrounded by. And I really believe too that if we take all that I shared and just worked on us, I mean, I'm even speaking, and I know all of y'all have at least one friend because you're here. So somebody's your friend in here, right? But if you had no friends, and think about that, there are some people who feel like they have no friends. And if you had no friend, I just am like, man, run to Jesus, run to Jesus, run to Jesus, run to Jesus. He's our first friend, the most important friendship that we will have. And if we focus on that friendship, asking him how he could change our hearts to be better, watch what happens in your circles. I can guarantee you, you'll turn around and say, I've never had this much joy. Thank you, Lord, for the joy that surrounds me. And I just know that to be true because it's just what the Lord has showed me in my life. And I've gotten to a place now in my friendships, imperfectly falling forward, because my goodness, I've done it wrong a lot. I'm very imperfect, I hope you know. I've had moments where I've just been quicker to speak than I am to listen, you know? And I also have had moments where I've rose my hand and said, hey, can we talk? Hey, can we put this like behind us? And I'm at a place now where I look at my friendships and I'm just proud, because I'm surrounded around women who are going after the same things, who are on fire for the Lord, who just want to make heaven more crowded, and they're doing and living out their kingdom purpose-driven work. And I am so, so grateful to God that I've been gifted with that. But I also know it's because I've tried my best to listen and obey. It wasn't on accident that I find myself in rooms like that. And so I just encourage you guys and hopefully pray to God that you feel a touch inspired to just be that friend. And if you can't find it right now, that's okay. It doesn't mean it's not for you. It doesn't mean no, it just might be not yet. And so God might have those friendships on reserve for you in a month, next week. Like, you don't know how quickly a friendship can form. It just takes a moment. I heard that about relationships, like finding your husband. It doesn't take a week, it takes a moment, and your whole life changes. And just like that, friendships can be the same way too. You can meet a new best friend tomorrow. So I hope that that encourages you guys and blesses you guys. And if you have any questions, I'd love to answer them.
All right, you guys, I hope that that was just something different. I hope that you were encouraged and hopefully inspired. I hope that there was a part that made you smile. And my goodness, I hope that if the Spirit was speaking to you, that you continue just to take action, like bold action, into those little nudges that you feel like God's calling you to do. I know that for me, there's been several moments when it comes to friendships where I've been like, man, I don't feel like it, but I know that I have to. So, I'm going to do it anyway. And sometimes we have that, but we show up and we do it anyway. And, I told the girls this, and I don't know if you caught that, but just imperfectly falling forward is what I will continue to do. And I hope that you join me in doing that. If there's a certain part of this friendships episode that really spoke to you, I'd love to know what that is. Shoot me a text to 615-813-4813. And if you've not yet joined the Joy Corner, you can do that too. Subscribe to my weekly newsletter in the show notes or head to thatsjoypodcast.com. And if you're not following me on social yet, you can follow me at CCALBONERO and on Instagram and TikTok at That's Joy the Podcast. Friends, if you've not yet taken 2 minutes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review for That's Joy, it'd mean the world if you took the 2 minutes to do so. I swear it takes just about 2 minutes to hop over to Apple Podcasts, talk about your favorite episode, what you love most about the show, drop the 5 stars, and it does wonders for podcasters. So don't just stop at me, but do it for any podcaster that you listen to. Friends, I'll never leave an episode without saying, if you have even the smallest desire to meet the creator of the universe, or if you've already been saved but you're not really free, I want to invite you to sit at the table of plenty with me and so many others. I'm telling you, there's abundance here. There's an overflow here, and there's so much joy here. I'm here to tell you that God is for you. All you have to do is invite him into your heart right now. He's waiting for you. He wants to meet with you. And friend, I'm so proud of you. If you just made this decision, I'd love to know you. Shoot me a text to that number in the show notes so I could pray for you. I love you. God loves you. And until next time, I'll talk to y'all next time. Thank you so, so much for being here.